And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock God Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. Pretty empty San Diego Landings because the fish are biting. That's for sure. Good times. And what a great guest we have here from CCA California and also editor, West Coast editor of Saltwater Sportsman. Jim Hendricks is here. Yeah, we have the man here talking about all kinds of great events that CCA is doing and all kinds of great achievements that CCA has been doing and a lot more. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Take a closer look at the Ford Bronco and the Bronco Sport. You'll see adventure, discovery, and even a little mud. These 4x4s provide the muscle, tech, and durability to go anywhere. Get your ideal combination of power and capability to handle whatever comes your way. Whether it's taking something down to the launch ramp or going out in the desert, it's time to see Ford in a new light. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers to check out the new Ford Bronco or Bronco Sport today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels or big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check powerpro.com for more information.
Inside information is everything when it comes to catching fish in Southern California. You need a code group to connect with what's happening on the water. FishDope.com is your code group. Inside information available at your fingertips 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane, along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. They become your code group. You get daily catch reports from point conception to Sankatine, 365 days a year. FishDope.com has online planning tools, temperature and chlorophyll charts, hot bite icons, and more. Take it from me, if you don't have FishDope.com, you're not part of the in-the-know crowd. Membership is affordable and good for an entire year. Plus, use the special code and save $30 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Well, it feels good to be back in the seat, back in the world headquarters.
Yeah, between welcome back.
Thanks, man.
How was vacation?
It was awesome, man. It was really, really good. It was a I joke, we went to Hawaii, big family trip. We go for my mom's birthday and had a great time and had Easter over there, but brought the whole family, both the boys, Wyatt and Waylon, and I joked, it was a very fun family trip, but it was far from a vacation, traveling with a 1 and a 3-year-old, but rad memories and an awesome time, and yeah, we had a blast. But
oh, that's cool.
Yeah, it was really, really fun. The boys did great, and, you know, Easter Bunny found us in Hawaii, and so they were really stoked. It was great.
Oh,
it was a really,
fun.
Really fun trip. We had a blast.
How much were eggs in Hawaii?
I don't know, but the plastic ones with candy in them were very plentiful. So
no shortage of eggs over there.
Yeah, it was pretty cool,
no
man.
No bird flu.
Yeah, there's a lot of chickens around. Eggs are no shortage on Hawaii, but a blast, and it was so cool that when I left, we were talking about it. It's any time, it's going to happen, it's here or there, and then I knew that the fish bit because there's a time change different on Saturday morning at what my time was 4 a.m., I had full speed, like, missed phone calls, text message. Hey, I need the inside line to Let's Talk Hookup. We're catching fish. I get, you know, text messages from Gavin on the Queen at 4 a.m. my time, and I knew, like, okay, it's on.
It's on. Yeah, it's fighting, man. What a week of fishing.
That was so exciting. And pardon me, just to see that happen and follow along. And it's great. I mean, it's been a great week. The weather's been good. The fish are biting. They're cooperative. They're perfect size. It's just been ideal, man.
Yeah,
we love
for
it.
Sure. And good luck to the all the people in the Southwest.
Yeah,
bottom
today's the day.
Today, yeah. 57th annual, I believe it
Unreal,
is.
Unreal, man.
Yeah, and then they have the big banquet and barbecue this afternoon, the fish fry, I should say,
yeah.
Which everybody is welcome to at totally. Southwestern Yacht Club. I know Mike Lum's coming down for that. Friends of Rollo's a benefactor of that, thanks to the guys at Southwestern for all that. So if you want to join, they're going to have thousands and thousands of dollars in prizes. So if you want to go join that fun, I believe things start around 3:00. They fillet the fish, people come back, the weigh-in and all that. So
it's a great event. Yeah, it's fun. It's family. It's a really good time. It's not a... I mean, it is a hardcore tournament with hardcore fishermen, but it doesn't have that vibe. It's just a really fun thing. Everybody's buddied up and, you know, giving each other a hard time. And,
yeah,
like I said, the fish all get cut up, and they have a giant fish taco feast for everybody. And there's silent auctions, and there's raffle prizes. It's a really, really cool time to hang out with the guys at Southwestern Yacht Club.
That's cool, yeah. Well, hey, Jim Hendricks is
here. Yeah, hey, Jim.
Hey, it's good to be
back,
here.
Bro.
Yeah. I'm loving the vibe here. The weather is a little rainy, you know, but it's good to be with you guys.
Yeah, no doubt,
it's great to have you back here. And, it's kind of cool, you know, all winter and early spring, we saw a lot of boats tied up. And now there's not as many tied boats
tied
up because they're fighting.
It's nice.
Yeah, I saw New Loanne all loaded up to go yesterday morning. They were doing an early departure on a couple-day trip or something like that. The queen is out. So maybe we'll hear from some of those guys.
I'm sure.
There were some big scores this week.
Yeah, and it's just, like I said, it's perfect. It's a perfect grade of fish. It's mostly 40 to 50 pounders. You know, like the size where when you get one, it's an accomplishment. It's a big fish, and it's a nice one, but it's also catchable. It doesn't kick your butt too bad. There's a few smaller grade fish, you know, 20 to 30 pounders, but most of them are like 40 to 60 pounds. And there's been some big fish, too, a little bit farther down and tighter to the beach. There's been some of that 120 to, you know, full cow size fish, and it's been really good. It's almost been, some of the scores have been so good, it's been fun seeing the guys running three-day trips. I know we saw the Independence and Shogun, like, you know, getting limits done so fast. They're going down the beach and fishing yellowtail. There's yellowtail to be had. So it just happened. I mean, as it always does, all of a sudden the light switch turned on, and it's on.
There it is.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, well, it's time. Time is good.
It is time.
It's almost May, right?
Yeah. Well, we're getting spoiled. I mean, we we got to, like, pinch ourselves. Because you're right, you know, the previous few years, we had some pretty good fishing even in March and for sure the beginning of April. And, you know, these last two seasons, it's kind of ticked a little bit farther back and, you know, mid, end of April before we have when we start wondering, well, where's our fish, man? But, you know, you talk about it all the time. The old Bill Poole days, like, you didn't even start looking for tuna until 4th of July.
Right.
Like, that was when it started. You didn't even think about it to then.
Yeah, right.
We're having limits in April.
And, Jim, you were talking about all the anchovy around. I mean, it's just tonnage of anchovies.
Yeah, there's a lot of anchovies. I was talking to Rick a little bit earlier about that and you know, kind of a dearth of sardines. But he pointed out the bait boats haven't really, you know, they've been in for repairs. Up in Long Beach, the bait barges have been in for repairs. So, you know, who knows what they're going to find. But, yeah, it's... the good news is we're also finding a lot of squid up there, and bringing it back to Long Beach and selling it at the island. So, you know, with the squid around, you know, we're looking for big things to happen.
Things are healthy. You know, I mean, it feels really good. Like you said, there's bait of all kinds in all the places. The fish are biting in the places they're supposed to. There's sea bass at the islands, and there's sea bass on the beach. And, you know, we had that crazy halibut fishing last year. It kind of seems like it's really healthy again, too. It's just... It feels like we're in a really good place right now.
Yes, it does.
Jim, you're kind of a halibut specialist on your trailer boat, right?
I don't know if I'm a halibut specialist. We got lucky last year during the Marina Del Rey Anglers Halibut Derby. We ended up catching the biggest one in the two-day tournament. So we were happy with that. most of the time I'm out bass fishing or rock fishing or looking for a sea bass. Most of the halibut I catch are kind of on accident. I always say, if you want to catch a big halibut, go bass fishing. That's when you'll catch one.
Yeah. So what about, I mean, now on your trailer boat, are you a guy that runs to Catalina? In the South Bay and go.
Yeah, I was there. Actually,
bass?
Was there last Sunday. We snuck out for Easter morning.
Nice.
Yeah, Chris Wheaton and I said, let's go. You know, we have an afternoon family deal. I said, let's go fishing in the morning. So we ran over there, caught a few rockfish. We were hoping for some sea bass, but that didn't materialize. So, you know, Mark Wish always told me, he says, fish for sea bass. If you don't catch them, go catch some rockfish. You'll be happy.
Yeah. It's a beautiful island to go.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, we stayed on the front side, and we were off the island. We pulled off the island around noon, got home, washed the boat, and I was Traegering by 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
I love it.
Sweet.
Yeah.
That's cool. Perfect. So a lot of big events coming up and a lot of big things happening for CCA. And one of the things I really wanted to make a point of about CCA is the accomplishments. All these fundraisers, all the money, all the things that membership drives and stuff that we do, they have a purpose. And the purpose is to allow us to still go fishing.
Absolutely.
And one of the most recent victories, thanks to CCA and the Sport Fishing Association of California, SAC, is the sand bass thing that happened last week.
That's right. It's coalition. It was CCA, Sport Fishing Association of California, and also the American Sport Fishing Association. We all worked hard. Yeah, the one thing that I think, you know, anglers hear about, oh, show up and make public comments, and that's great. We want people to get excited and tell the commissioners how they feel. It was before the Fish and Game Commission. That's important. But what they don't see and what they may not know is that organizations like CCA California and like SAC are meeting with the commissioners ahead of these meetings. They're talking to them. I was in the meetings with Commissioner Eric Scalar and with Commissioner Jackie Hostler-Carmison. SAC met with Samantha Murray and I believe Darius Anderson. And they had day-long meetings with the SAC had day-long meetings with them. So SAC was really, really working hard on this. Thanks to Ken Frankie and all of his volunteer and paid staff, he was really working hard. So was CCA. Thanks to Mark Gorelnik and Chris Arachidera. We had lots of people. Donna Caliz was working. She works on
Donna
both.
Donna works very hard.
Both sides. Yeah, she works
from
on. Yeah. So she works, SAC and CCA California. And I think it ultimately paid off. You know, the final decision when we were there, two of the commissioners were gone. I don't know. It's a five-person commission, and Jackie Hostler-Carmison and Darius Anderson didn't show up. So it was Scalar, Murray, and Erica Zabaleta, the president of the commission. And ultimately, it came down to a very tight 2-1 vote to keep the sand bass season open.
I mean, I think we take it for granted of someone who was not involved. This is going to have. We were, razor thin close to not being able to fish sand bass or have a very restrictive limit or a very restrictive time. And, it was this close.
It was
that hard work from all those people you mentioned and everyone else.
Yeah.
And all the, like Pete, you said, all the support to CCA that we kept that fish.
That's why
open
we
course.
Have
yeah.
to support CCA.
Totally, man.
Because without these organizations, can you imagine what would happen?
Just get railroaded.
It would just, like,
that's what it is.
They just, like, there's so many strong environmental groups that all they want to do is just shut everything down.
They do.
No access to anything.
They do.
And that's just not right.
Yeah.
So that's why it's a sad truth that in today's day and age, especially in California, we've got to fight for our right to go fishing.
We're fighting for the right thing. You know, that's what's so crazy. The problem is the people that want it done are very well funded and very well organized, and they're good. They're good at getting their agenda. It's not the right thing, but they're very good at it, and it's a system, and they know how to work the system.
And they're
thank God for CCA.
They're very well funded. That's a huge part of it. They have a lot of money, and they can come after the politicians and the regulators with a lot in earnest. And I think that takes us kind of full circle to the whole fundraising thing. We have to be well funded in order to do the same thing, in order to compete and balance their voice with our voice, that reasonable, I believe. We believe in, we believe that in biodiversity, we believe in strong fisheries, but we believe that is not inconsistent with recreational fishing.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, and that's the thing. We will never financially be able to compete with all those groups, but with the belief and I think the passion that all of us have for our sport, our recreation, our passion to go fishing. That's our, that's the driving force.
It is.
And
it
that's
is.
What we why we really need everybody to participate.
Yeah, I know. I know everybody in this room is passionate. The entire board of CCA California is passionate. We want to spread that passion and infuse the entire angling population with that passion to support CCA. You know, because if we speak with a unified voice, we're just we're unstoppable.
Yeah, for sure. There's one of the ways that CCA raises money is by events such as the Anthony Shea Award Conservation Dinner coming up this Thursday.
That's right.
That both Rick and I'll be at, and of course you'll be there too.
Yeah, it's a big event. It's a great. I've been there for the past couple of years. Last year I served as the Master of Ceremonies. I'll be doing that again.
All right.
It's my job is just to introduce people and let them talk. But Anthony Shea is actually going to be there.
That's cool.
At the award. We're honoring our good friend, an icon of the industry, Dave Pfeiffer. He is we've known him for so long. He's done so much to support the industry. His company has provided financial support. He has that passion.
Yeah.
He has strong California roots. He believes in this fishery. Nobody is more deserving of the Anthony Shea Conservation Award than Dave Pfeiffer. We want to, but it is also a fundraiser. We want people to be there. We want them to honor him. We want them to participate in the auctions and the raffles that we've got going on. 100% of the money that's raised during the Anthony Shea Conservation Award dinner stays right here in California to support our advocacy work.
That's awesome.
So.
And I'd like to throw out a huge thank you to guys like Dave Pfeiffer that have a big job. Dave is a busy guy.
Yeah, I mean, think about what his job entails. Yeah.
But yet he still finds time to donate his time, a lot of it, to CCA. And then the other thing, too, is all the volunteers, whether it be the San Diego chapter, the L.A. chapter, the Orange County chapter, the Riverside chapter, the Santa Barbara chapter, Ventura chapter, all within our listening audience here, all those people that don't have an agenda as far as financially or anything like that. It's just they have the passion for fishing and they want to see us continue to be able to fish.
Right.
All those hardworking volunteers like yourself, right? But see, the thing is you and I and Ricky, we have an agenda. This is our life.
My
this
job.
Is our business.
Yeah. Right.
This is what we do. But all the guys that it's, you know, a fireman or a construction worker or whatever, a restaurant worker, whatever, those guys don't have an agenda, but they have a passion.
Yeah.
And that is
our life.
That's what we do.
Well, I encourage all of them to attend the Anthony Shea Conservation Award dinner. You can, it's on May 1st in Long Beach at the Grand Long Beach. It'll start at around 6:00. If you want to register for that, you can go to ccacalifornia.org/Anthony Shea. And Shea is a pernicious spelling. It's HSIEH. But if you go to the ccacalifornia.org, you'll find it
on the events calendar.
On the events calendar, yeah.
So I heard a rumor that Anthony's going to do a little preview of his world tour movie at the event.
He is. Oh, I've seen it. I've seen it. I got a sneak peek at it.
Yeah,
it's awesome.
I bet it is, man.
It is awesome. The opening sequence, you will just get your blood pumping.
Wow.
You'll like, oh, I want to go do that.
Yeah.
there's not a lot that guy does that isn't awesome.
No.
Yeah, that is not a big surprise.
Talk about a guy that has passion.
Yeah, right? Totally.
And he's involved in tagging, in a ambitious tagging effort for marlin. It's not as he points out, it's not a recognized species in terms of food, you know, like the tunas are.
Yeah.
So, you know, tagging the marlin is something that kind of gets second fiddle a lot of times. So he's committing a lot of money and a lot of effort and a lot of his time to helping the scientific community find out more about blue and black marlin.
That's cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you have a real job too, and that is the Western editor for Saltwater Sportsman.
That's right?
Right.
I'm the West Coast editor. I've been there for 15 years. I do all the boating coverage. I organize all the boating coverage. I'm the electronics editor for Saltwater Sportsman, and I write feature stories about fishing and all kinds of different things.
And Saltwater Sportsman is still one of those printed magazines, right?
It is.
Yeah, which is so cool.
You put it in your hands and you see the killer photography and the great.
So one day, a while back, somebody asked me, how does it feel to dominate a dying media? I think we're doing all right.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's amazing.
Still my favorite.
Yeah. We also have a lot online channels, Facebook coverage, you know, all the social media channels covered. You can go to saltwatersportsman.com and find out lots of stories about what we do, what I do. I really enjoy it.
What was your most recent article you wrote about?
Oh, gosh. Let me see. You're asking me a hard question here. You see, I just wrote recently in the electronics column. I wrote about boat security systems, actually, about, you know, how to monitor your boat.
Yeah.
You know, Siren Marine. There's one called Skyhawk Oversea. Basically, you could be in Montana, Pete, and monitor your boat from Montana. You could see if anybody's been on it, if from an app on your phone.
Right.
You can monitor the battery, see if there's any high water, high bilge water. Yeah, you can see everything. You see if it's moved or where it's going.
Yeah.
At any time. So I did a story about that.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, we invest so much in our boats.
Oh, absolutely.
We have so much. You know, they're not cheap nowadays.
No.
They're difficult and expensive to maintain. We have lots of equipment on them, and so we want to keep, you know, they're our pride and joys, and all of us here are boat owners. We know the feeling.
Yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today. Jim Hendricks, a wealth of knowledge about all things boating and fishing, as well as CCA.
Yeah, I mean, and again, you talk about an accomplished fisherman both inshore, offshore, and such a great career. It's going to be a lot of fun. We're looking forward to talking to you, man. It's been a great morning already, and we're just going to have a fantastic show, and you're going to be the reason for it. And we're looking forward to hearing from you. Give us a call this morning at 833-288-0973. If you have a question for Jim, you'd like to participate on Let's Talk Hookup, that's how you reach us this morning. Nick is standing by at the fan to take your phone calls. Already several phone calls rolling through, but we do have space for you right now at 833-288-0973. In addition to the phones, man, send us a text. Texting the show is so popular now here on Let's Talk Hookup. If you want to text in your question, the only way to do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app. If you don't have it already, it's a free download. It's easy to find. Whether you're an Android or an iPhone user, it's all the same. The Let's Talk Hookup app not only gives you access to listen to the show, you can catch all the archive shows, you can call in via the app, and again, it's the only way to text in your questions to the show. If you are going to send us a text, make sure you include your contact information. Just a name and a phone number is all we need in case you're the big winner at the end of the show. And speaking of big winner, we have a great prize for you today. At the end of the show, Jim is going to flip the prize coin. That's going to designate whether the winner has come from the caller side or the texter side. But one lucky person, caller or texter, is going to win a full-day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. And boy, I don't know if you have seen the full-day fishing that has been going on these last couple weeks, but that big bonita has been fantastic.
Oh,
and, I mean, they are just giant ones. I mean, a high teeners is where we're taking the jackpot every day. It's unreal. And, you know, that's a fish, too, that is just, you know, the way that we care for fish these days has just changed. That fish early in its life got a bad rap at not being the best eating fish, but now with the level of care that's provided on boats like the Liberty and such, spiking and bleeding and mainly that RSW, like, guys are coming home with unbelievable table fish. I mean, it's killer.
You're saying high teens in those bonitas?
There was 18 the other day. 18 pound bonita. Are you kidding me? That's going to rip drag off a 50 pound reel.
Are you kidding?
It's really fun.
It pulls a lot harder than any other tool.
Oh, no question. If those things got to 100 pounds, you never stop one.
No.
Yeah, it's really, really fun watching it going on, and there's been great fishing for those guys, and they're fighting lures, and they're voracious, and it's just been awesome. So if somebody's going to get to go participate in on that, or you might save your ticket and go when there's yellowtail or bluefin or more, but somebody's going fishing on board the Liberty on a full-day trip at a Fisherman's Landing. Again, send us a text or give us a call at 833-288-0973. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots more with Jim Hendricks. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app, Facebook and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
24 years ago, I visited this amazing place called Haraguay Archipelago. I just could not get enough of this amazing island. Natural beauty, friendly people, and phenomenal fishing. I knew I needed to spend more time there. Moving forward to today, here I am, a fishing lodge owner. Hi, this is Valerie Hopridge from Queen Charlotte Safaris in beautiful Haraguay Islands, British Columbia, Canada. We're a boutique lodge just steps from the Sanskrit Harbor, offering truly a unique fishing adventure. Our fishing is world-class. You will fish for king salmon, halibut, lean cod, crabbing, and much more. Our fishing grounds are unspoiled, untouched, and surrounded by stunning scenery. We're dedicated to making your adventure an experience that will bring a lifetime of memories. We will welcome you as friends, and you will leave as part of our Queen Charlotte Safaris family. We are booking now. Please give me a call at 1-877-815-2892 or check us out on Instagram, Facebook, or visit our website qcsafaris.com.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from our long-range vessel, Royal Star. With my partners, Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
You know, whether you're going fishing, diving, or just having fun on the water, there's nothing more worth doing than messing around in boats. So let me ask you, are you ready to upgrade your ride? Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland is your exclusive Western U.S. dealer for Steiger Craft. Created for inshore and offshore waters and laid out with the serious fishermen in mind, Steiger Craft has built a solid reputation for performance and excellent rough water handling. If adventure on the water is what you live for, now's the time to invest in your passion. Call Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland at 510-437-1444. To look at the whole fleet of Steiger Craft online, go to steigercraft.com. Now's the time for a rugged, reliable, and fast Steiger Craft from Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland.
When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference, and that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Baker Marine has been selling binoculars for decades, and more importantly, they service all brands right at their San Diego Shelter Island location. Need the best? The Fujinon Staboscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon Technostabi TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision, even in rough waters. Perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast, and when you buy from them, they will be there when your binoculars need service. Plus, they'll give you a great price on all their in-stock Fujinon binoculars. Stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego and test a pair of Fujinon binoculars and see which one is right for you. The fishing season is here, and you know you need a pair of stabilized binoculars, so get them from the experts at Baker Marine. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Cook. I forgot what seat I was sitting in here. I'm on the driver's seat today.
Yeah, you're in the driver's seat, running the whole board there. And the reason for that is we're giving them a refresher course.
Yeah, exactly.
We're going to be traveling for a little bit, starting next weekend. But Ricky's getting a refresher course on all the new gear.
Yeah, there's a lot, man. I feel like you're watching the cockpit here.
Yeah. If you're watching us on YouTube and Facebook Live, you can see that. Friend Jim Hendricks here, CCA California Saltwater Sportsman here, and Ricky back. Just needed a little, but really, you didn't really need
that. But
I think you could have just totally sat there done it. But George, our great engineer from Backbone Broadcast, always is kind of tweaking a little thing. So we always got to stay on the top of technology.
Got it, buddy.
And thanks to George, we do that.
Great. It's good to have some guys that have your back, and we sure do.
So one of the things, real quick, I want to adjust before we jump into the phones, which are packing up, and other events too, is win this boat. You can win a Parker boat from West Coast Marine and Yamaha Outboards.
That's right.
Tell us about that.
We're talking about the Star Tournament, the 2025 Star Tournament, and we have a great slogan, win this boat. It's pretty simple, three words. I think everybody can remember it, but that's what it's all about. That's the grand prize. an 18-foot Parker center console with a 150-horsepower Yamaha.
That is so crazy.
And a trailer.
Crazy.
And, by the way, and I have to say this because I know Pete kind of, you know, called me aside last year because he said, how come any fish you catch down in Mexico don't count in the Star Tournament? Uh-huh. Well, this year they do.
All right.
Yeah. They do, yeah.
That was good.
So we call that,
call, Jim.
Call that the Pete Rule.
All right.
So.
Cool. And you know, for you guys that live up in South Bay or L.A. or Orange County, it's not a big deal. But for us down here, it's kind of,
yeah.
I mean, like last year, I think 80% of my fishing was in Mexican waters.
Yeah, sure. It's a huge deal because you got guys going out on boats here. Right. I'm looking at them right now.
Right.
You know, they want to enter the Star Tournament, but why would they enter if they're going to be fishing in Mexican waters
and
the fish don't count? So,
right. And that's such a big thing to mention is you don't have to have your own boat, right? I mean, you can,
oh, no.
You can jump on the – you could win this full-day prize on the Liberty today, go on the Liberty, catch that qualifying fish, and boom, you're in.
Boom. You and by the way, the guy who won last year – Brian only had two entries in the Star Tournament. He won the boat.
Wow. What was was there anybody who had
I think it was
the highest number of entries?
Yeah, it was in the teens, like high teens. It was mostly sand bass. Last year I thought 18-inch bass, you have to catch qualifying bass to get an entry. Each qualifying bass gets you an entry. But I said 18 inches, a big bass. You know?
That's a big bass, yeah.
But there were more of those than anything else, calicos and sand bass, both.
Yeah.
I really liked all the categories that he did. Clearly somebody who knows our fishery put a lot of thought into that because I felt every fish was a – I mean, it was a good one. Like you said, it wasn't a no big deal, but it was obtainable. You know, it wasn't the bar wasn't set so high that you're never going to do it, but it was also a big enough deal that you were stoked. I just thought that the whatever qualifiers of all the different fish were just kind of just right.
So now let me, if I can remember all the qualifiers, because we expanded it this year. So there's the bass, you know, all three of the bass qualify: yellowtail, white sea bass, a halibut, California halibut. We've expanded it this year to include lingcod, striped bass, and thank God we have a salmon season. Salmon,
okay.
King salmon.
Really?
So, yeah, I think I've got them all there. I think I've got all the species there. So,
okay. Bonita don't count.
Bonita don't count because
okay.
They're the – but oh, the but, that's in the big
tuna
one,
is,
the tunas.
Yes.
Of
it
course.
It is a tuna, right?
No, it is not a tuna.
Okay.
It's the tunas are the bluefins, the yellowfin, big eye, albacore, skipjack. Skipjack's
okay.
A tuna.
Skipjack.
Yeah.
I mean,
don't
if
think
you're counting a skipjack, what? How are we?
Yeah, wait
how
a
are we?
It's
if we're
bonita.
Counting a skipjack, how are we not counting the bonita? Come on, man. It's a Laguna tuna.
A lot of
Laguna
so
tuna.
It starts Memorial Day weekend, awesome. The Saturday of Memorial Day weekend. It goes all the way through Labor Day. It's a season-long tournament. You got to download the Fishing Chaos app. Well, first of all, you got to sign up for the tournament.
Which is how much?
$40 for CCA members.
That's
and of
it.
Course, CCA membership
and that gets
is
you in for the whole
season.
The whole
freaking
season.
Boat, man! This is crazy.
I spend $40. I spend $40 on coffee every week. Why not? So just to by the way, it's not just the boat. There's tons of other prizes. There's 14 weekly prizes, and there's 9 other grand prizes.
A lot of great prizes.
Yeah, yeah, from people like Promar and Blackstone and Ingle Coolers, Deck.
Turner's Outdoorsman.
Turner's Salty Crew. Stoke
Independent
fishing.
Sport Fishing.
Cedros. I can't read the ices.
Cedros, yeah.
Adventures.
Yeah. Brass Stuff. Monkey. That's
Brass
Ollie's,
Monkey.
Ollie's
Sport
Fishing.
Yeah, Ollie's Boat.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And by the way, I got to thank everybody for their contributions of the prizes. It's they've been so generous in trying to promote this tournament and helping us with the prizes. You can visit ccacalifornia.org/star to sign up. Once you sign up, then you can download the Fishing Chaos app. You take a picture of it you'll get a measuring device on the measuring device, and then you're good to go.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Well, hey, let's jump into the phones, 833-288-0973. Nick is standing in for Jeff this week, and he'll be taking your phone calls, so let's jump into it.
That sounds good, buddy. Let's start with John. He's calling us from San Diego on line one this morning. Good morning, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning, guys. I wanted to ask if CCA is involved with any kind of anti-pollution programs or sponsoring any legislation to help control runoff, anything like that?
You know, it's interesting you should ask that, because the answer right now is no. But we are advocating on multiple levels for better ocean water quality. You know, one of the things that pointed to this, that lent impetus to this, was all the fires up in the Pacific Palisades and all the runoff that's running into Santa Monica Bay. The problem is that water doesn't stay in Santa Monica Bay. There's currents, there's tides carrying it up and down the coast. And really, it points to, I don't want to say the fallacy, but the weak, major weakness of the Marine Life Protection Act and all the MPAs. These waters, these polluted waters, we don't know what's in there. We don't know what kind of chemicals are in there, but they don't stop when at the MPA border. They go right through it. Yeah. So our MPAs are kind of, you know, we want to say they don't stop any pollution. So we have to stop the pollution at the source. And we've got so much of it. We've got agricultural runoff, urban runoff. We've got sewage runoff down in Imperial Beach. So we are lobbying heavily for water quality. And by the way, that's the kind of issue that everybody and the environmental groups can get behind, too. Nobody's going to argue that we need strong, good ocean water quality. So, yeah, the answer to your question is, yes, we are working on that. We're going to try to work with the agencies, the Cal EPA, the water boards, and pressure organizations like the Ocean Protection Council and the Fish and Game Commission to partner with those organizations to try to improve ocean water quality.
Absolutely. Great. Thanks. Like this domoic acid thing that's going on now, they try and blame it on pollution and stuff like that. It may be, but it's probably more of a cycle.
We've always had domoic acid poisoning, you know, up and down the coast. The Department of Fish and Wildlife closes the fisheries, the crab fishery, the mussel fishery, the lobster fishery from time to time because of that. Yeah. What causes the red tide? I'm not a scientist. I couldn't tell you. But
not to put a discount on the costs of urban runoff, because there is definitely a cost to the ocean quality of water from urban runoff.
Oh, but yeah. There's no question.
Yeah. I don't know, you know, and that may be a contributing factor. Nobody really knows at this point. But
yeah.
The domoic acid's always been there, right?
It's always been there. You know, some people say that it's promoted by the phosphates in from urban runoff, you know, from people, you know.
Fertilizers and things like that.
So that's, but once again, I'm not a scientist. I can't say.
Right.
But domoic acid is not directly pollution. It's caused by microorganisms that cause the red tide.
Right. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Let's jump back into it, Rick.
Yeah, you got it. Well, you know, earlier we talked a little bit about that Anthony Shea big event coming up, and a guy that knows a little bit about that, and we're excited to talk to is Miles. Miles Blatt's giving us a call this morning. Good morning, Miles, on line 3. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
We're doing great.
Good. You guys excited for the event? It's going to be the best one we've had yet.
I can't wait. I mean, these are fun times, and they're fun gathering, and you get to see a lot of the people, and it's just a, like you say, it's a celebration of a great guy that's very deserving of this recognition. Yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
I have to introduce Miles. He's on the chair. He's on the committee. He's the marketing chair liaison. He works with me on the Anthony Shea Award dinner. So Miles has been, I have to thank him. He's been putting in an incredible amount of volunteer work to make this event a success. So Miles, tell us a little bit about the live auction and silent auction items that people will be able to see while they're there at the event.
So this year is absolutely jam-packed, guys. We have probably the most exciting live auction, silent auction, raffle packages that we've ever had at any CCA event. We're looking at a retail value of almost $100,000 on raffle, live auction, and silent auction. So some of the big prizes for live auction to get people out there, we have a week-long trip out to Costa Rica that comes with a Shimano rod and reel combo. We have a Tropic Star Lodge package out of Panama. It's for 4 days and 5 nights for 2 guests, already all taken care of. The only thing you need to do is figure out how to get down to Panama City. Something like that, you know, is typically about a $17,000 to $20,000 package, and that's going up for auction at this event. And then we also have the Okuma package, which is going out on the Columbia River with Larry Phillips, either on the river or offshore, if you wanted to do that, depending on the day. And something that's really cool that Michael Folks, that were so generous that he was able to get donated to us from the Tuna Club, is a tour of the Tuna Club of Avalon. It's for four people.
Wow.
You get to take the flyer over there or the express, depending where you're located. And it's for four people to go into the Tuna Club. But something that's really special about that as well is you actually get to spend the night over there as well in the Tuna Club. Those of you who have been before know how special something like that is. It's truly a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
That's
kind of piggybacking,
cool.
Going off the Brass Monkey thing for the Star Tournament, Ali was generous enough to donate another trip out on for that day as well. And then we have a special trip with some VIPs of CCA. I won't name the specific individuals, but you'll have to be at the event to see what it is. To go out fishing overnight with some of them, that one's a truly special one. And then also the Hawks K package. Out in Florida, Hawks K is a beautiful resort. That's going to include 3 nights at the resort, as well as 2 days of fishing with the Saltwater Experience and into the Blue Team guys.
So this
silent auction, I mean, you name it.
So
there's
these
not,
are silent auction and live auction items, right? All silent and
Sorry?
Live auction items.
Yeah, silent, live. Those were just some of the live auction items. I haven't even gotten into the silent auction items. One thing that's really cool in the silent auction items.
We got so many we can't go get into them all.
Yeah, exactly. Well, piggybacking off of Ali again, he donated a trip up in the spotter plane for the fish dope plane.
Nice. Oh,
that
how fun would that
to
be?
A truly special piece.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's technically up to 2 people, depending on how big you are, but it's going to be a cool trip.
So the event is 6 to 9 p.m. on this Thursday, right, Miles?
Yep. Thursday, May 1st, down at the Long Beach Grand in Long Beach.
All right. And again, tickets are kind of available. But if you just go to ccacalifornia.org and you look on the events tab, I'm sure we can figure out a way to get you in at this point.
Yep, you can do that. You can also check out our Instagram, our Facebook. There's links that are live on there that will take you directly to the site.
All right.
Awesome.
Great, Miles.
Man, I can't
Thanks.
Wait, Miles.
We'll see
Thanks,
you on
Miles.
Thursday. It's going to be a great time.
Awesome. Can't wait to have you all there.
Thanks for
the call.
See you. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got more of your phone calls. We got catch reports and more. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California Sport Fishing Voice on Facebook and YouTube Live, 97.3 The Fan, and the Let's Talk Hookup app.
This is Rock Cod Rick for Adventure and Camping, where they bring the adventure to you. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't own an RV or a trailer or simply don't want the hassle, let Adventure and Camping park it for you. Check out their website, adventureincamping.com. Select from over 75 campgrounds they serve. Decide on a trailer floor plan that fits your needs. Request a quote for your desired vacation dates. Then just show up and start your adventure. Adventure and Camping makes it so simple. They deliver the trailer to your spot and you enjoy a clean, spacious trailer. When it comes time to go home, just close the door and drive away. It doesn't get any easier. If you enjoy camping in the Eastern Sierra but don't want the hassle, Adventure and Camping is for you. Check out adventureincamping.com for details. Make sure you mention that Rock Cod Rick sent you for a special price. Adventureincamping.com.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surgeon Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from 1.5 to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at SurgeonSportFishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's SurgeonSportFishing.com. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
The lighter the bite and the cleaner the water means one thing. Need a thinner leader, more natural presentations. That's where Seaguar Gold Label leader material shines. It's Seaguar's thinnest leader material yet. That means it's even less visible underwater and creates more natural presentations for better catch rates on leader-shy fish. With exceptional knot and tinsel strength, this advanced leader material is now available from 2-pound test for fishing trout in the Sierra to 80-pound test for big yellowfin in Guadalupe. Get Seaguar Gold Label at your favorite tackle dealer or learn more at Seaguar.com.
Everything about Katmai Lodge is first rate, and it should be on the bucket list of everyone who enjoys fishing. This is Brandon Bono. My visit to Katmai Lodge is an experience I will never forget. Constructed on the banks of the Alagnac River in Katmai National Park, the lodge is a fishing dream come true. The experience is incomparable. Whether bait casting, spin, or fly fishing, you'll find king, sockeye, chum, coho, and pink salmon, plus trout, grayling, char, and Dolly Varden. Their guides are amazing. Days are exciting and fun with hot lunches and snacks served on the river. The brown bears, bald eagles, beaver, otters, and other wildlife you see is amazing. The lodge staff is great. There's complimentary wine, beer, and appetizers before a fantastic dinner every evening. Take it from me, a trip to Katmai Lodge should be on your list. For information, visit katmai.com or call 1-800-330-0326. Once again, that's Katmai Lodge, KATMAI.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Hey, as promised, it's time to find out what's going on the water. And today, that catch report is sponsored by Dana Landing on Mission Bay. It is your one-stop shop for everything you need to go fishing. Mark your calendars for Saturday, May the 10th, for the Dana Landing annual summer kickoff sale. Everything is on sale. Let me read that again. Everything is on sale, up to 50% off. There's going to be manufacturer reps on site showing off product and teaching you the better ways to use them. There's going to be free food, kayak demos, and a big sale at Fast Lane Kayaks, and lots more. It's a summer kickoff sale at Dana Landing in Mission Bay. Again, it's Saturday, May the 10th. Check danalanding.com for more details, and I will just say, Steve and Johnny always pull out all the stops when they do sale. It is not to be missed.
And then next Saturday with you and Corey, Steve and Johnny will be right here in the world headquarters talking about the sale, talking about Dana Landing, and talking about fishing.
We'll get a lot of the particulars out. Oh, yeah. And I mean, like I said, this is a big one. And what well-timed fish are biting now. They're looping around.
And
this
as
is the time
you know, John White, who's the manager at Dana Landing, is like silent but deadly when it goes to catching fish.
No
that
doubt
guy
about it.
Can put you on fish like no other.
It's going to be a really fun show. But again, I just want to stress it. Do not miss that. Those guys pull out all the stops. Yeah. Saturday, May the 10th.
May the 10th.
It's the summer kickoff sale at Dana Landing. And hey, with that, we're going to find out what's going on the water. We got Marcos from C4 Sport Fishing on the line. Good morning, Marcos.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone doing today?
Doing great, buddy. Good morning.
Well, I finally have a full report to give you guys.
Nice.
Yeah.
You know, it's like we've been talking about boats like starting to get out because of weather and getting out there and, you know, seeing a few fish, but they saw them and they caught them this week. And just today we had the Voyager come back this morning. He had limits of bluefin for his trip there. The Polaris Supreme called in. They had limits on their three-day trip. The Tribute checked in this morning, limits of bluefin up to 14 bluefin to start off their day, up to 70 pounds. I'm getting all these counts confused. There's so many of them. Pacific Voyager was out on a three-day. I know they had limits for their first 2 days. Haven't heard from them today. So we've talked about it. It is coming, and it hit all at once.
Yeah.
So very good bluefin fishing there on all those trips. San Diego back out there this morning. Early in the week there, they had good bonita fishing. Then they went and took a look for some yellowtail. They had about 8 yellowtail in there, 6 to 8 yellowtail. So a little tougher there, but they're back out there looking. Half day, so great bottom fishing. So as we roll into May here, it's about where we expected. Fishing is really taking off. So check the website, seaportlanding.com. Got our full schedule up there for those 1 days, day and a half, full days, half days. Everything's up there. The Tribute's running a lot of day and a half coming up here through the end of the month and the beginning of next month through May. So check that out. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. If you haven't got your gear set up yet, now's definitely a time to do it. Come down, visit some person, ask some questions. Get your gear tuned up, get your tackle, and get out there fishing because it's taking off right now.
Marcos, how good did that feel? I mean, it's biting.
You know what? I've been waiting so long to say not they saw fish, but they caught fish.
Yeah, they caught them good.
Some of those fish, there's been some bigger 100-plus-pound fish in the mix there too. So great fishing all around, and that's finally get to say that. The weather cooperated and the fish cooperated.
I wanted to give a shout out to Max from the Pacific Voyage. We're lucky enough to have on the show with Captain Aliar a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, he's been doing a really good job on his social media too, like taking time to like make quick little videos like from the water on the boat. Hey man, we caught him really good. This was the rig that we caught him with and this is the jig that we caught him with. So it was really cool to see. You know, he's doing a great job with the social media and, you know, brand new operation for him and clearly kicking some pretty serious butt. So it was really, really fun to watch this week and see all the great scores that came out of Seaforth.
Absolutely. And I mean, I can't imagine it not getting better from here on out. So definitely get your gear ready because it's time to go fishing.
Like the way you think, Marcos. Appreciate the phone call very much, and we'll look forward to another great report next week.
We'll talk to you then, guys.
All right, thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that. That's going to wrap up our Seaforth report again. Don't forget, man, if you're going to power your boat, Norris Lithium is the choice. With Norris Lithium, you have the ultimate choice for marine adventures. Norris delivers unmatched starting, trolling, and electronics power. Norris batteries are packed with cutting-edge technology. Upgrade your marine power today. Set up your system at norrislithium.com or go see the trolling motor doctor to get you dialed in.
Speaking of lithium and Norsk Lithium,
right?
You've done a lot of articles and such about lithium batteries on boats, right?
I have.
And what's your take on it?
Yeah, I'm interested to hear.
I think they're the greatest. I really do.
Yeah. You have them on your boat?
I refitted my boat with lithium house batteries.
Okay,
nice.
And also, I incorporated a DC to DC charger into that system. So basically, because you can't really, lithiums requires special charging profiles. And so you need a special charger. And the DC to DC charger basically takes your outboard charging capacity, excess charging capacity, redirects it to the lithium battery. But it has to go through a special box.
Right.
Because you just can't just send it directly there, like through an automatic charging relay.
Was it difficult to retrofit everything?
No. I mean, everything's difficult on a boat, but.
Sure. Yeah. It's a space.
But no, it was not, it was a very simple installation.
And now do you ever worry about power?
I never worry about house power. I never worry about my starting power either. But I used to constantly worry about, because I'm running all the pumps, all the electronics, all the lights.
But you got like sea bass fish.
Yeah. What's interesting, and I never put that lithium on an actual AC charger at home. I have it hooked up to an AC charger, but I never have to charge it. I come back with more battery than when I leave.
Wow.
Because
that's so
it's
cool.
Redirecting all that charge right to the back. I have not ever worried with that DC to DC charger and the high capacity of the lithium battery bank. It's what's going to happen.
And the weight difference?
Amazing. It's like 25 pounds for a 31 series lithium battery.
Instead of 60 pounds, right?
Yeah. You try to lift one of those, turn your milk green.
Yeah.
You
know? Yeah.
So
is it safe?
Well, I haven't had any issues yet. I mean, here's the thing, though. You have people, lithium batteries are not safe. No, they're safe. They're as safe.
You have to have the quality ones, first of all.
Right, yeah.
And then you have to have them hooked
and
up.
You have to have them hooked up right. You have to have them charging right. This one has a little temperature sensor on it that makes sure that it gets the right kind of
charge. And how did you learn all that?
Through Mastervolt, which is a company that makes the DC to DC charger.
Okay.
So they said, these are the things. They told me you're going to need a 50-amp charge DC to DC charger to really do the job on that. And it's not it's just a little small thing,
It's not that big.
That you put next to the battery. It's not that big a deal.
Wow.
And it was very, DC systems are, but you have to say, lead acid batteries are dangerous.
I was going to say. Take a couple lead acid batteries. Don't strap them down right. Put them in a poor environment. Let them rattle around. That's not safe either.
Yeah, that's not safe. I mean,
you do it right, it's fine.
We're running, hundreds of gallons of gasoline in our boats, come on.
Yeah.
It's
electrical.
Exactly. Yeah. Do it wrong, it's dangerous. Do it right, here we go.
Yeah, it's completely safe. I haven't had any issue. I've been running it a long time. I'm happy. I'm content. I have peace of mind constantly.
A lot of articles in Saltwater Sportsman on this?
Yes, a lot of articles. I've done a lot of articles in Saltwater Sportsman about the virtues.
So did they have an archive where you can look that kind of
stuff up? saltwatersportsman.com. Go right to our website. All those stories are free. You can download them, read them right on your computer, whatever you want.
Wow.
So, we don't, there's no charge for any of that content. We want you to subscribe to the magazine, but if you go, if the same month the magazine comes out, all the content goes on our website as well.
That's pretty cool.
Awesome.
Well, let's jump back in the phones, Rick.
You got it. How about this time we talk to John? John's calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, John.
John before.
How about we talk to Dave, rather, from ANZA. Good morning, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Yeah, Jim, I've got a question for you here. Now, I'm a member of CCA, and I'm also a member of the NRA. Now, whenever we have an election coming up, I get plenty of information from the NRA about who's sympathetic to our cause and who we should be supporting. How come we don't hear from the CCA about who is running for office that's very supportive of what we stand for?
Very good question. You're getting, NRA has a special political action committee that's actually sending you that information. by law, CCA is a 501c3 nonprofit. We are not legally allowed to support particular political candidates. If we had a political action committee, and we've talked about this a few times, forming a political action committee, but we don't have one right now, so we actually are forbidden by law from supporting one candidate or telling you the story about another candidate. That's the reason that we don't do that. I think it's a great idea.
It's different type of organization.
Yeah, we do. I probably shouldn't say this, you know, in a public forum, but we do support certain candidates, you know, that are sympathetic to our cause. We go out and we talk to them, and we don't you know, send out mailers to say, hey, we're supporting this person for governor or this person for senator or that Senate, simply because it's against the law. We can't do that. So, on the other hand, we do support legislation. We can support certain legislation, or we can fight certain legislation. That's not against the law, and we do that a lot.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, Dave, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We're going to be coming to you on the stream. We're going to say goodbye to the fan, but we got another great hour coming your way. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Hookup on Let's Talk Hookup app and the Facebook and YouTube Live.
45 years. That's how long we've been right here on Mission Bay, helping friends and family like you discover the joy of sailing, kayaking, and everything life on the water has to offer. I'm Logan from Bassline Kayaks, and if you ask Ron and Debbie Lane whether 45 years feels like a long time, they'll tell you time flies when you're having fun. The Lanes have followed their passion for a life on the water, and they've made a living inviting others along for the ride. Over the years, the shop has grown and changed, and so have the employees and products inside. From selling catamarans in the 1970s as newlyweds, living in a VW bus in the store parking lot, to being the destination Hobie Fishing Kayak store they are today, working with their two sons and daughter. You might be looking for a new way to enjoy time on the water with your family, or maybe you're looking for a new way to stay active, enjoy nature, explore, and catch a spotted bay bass. Whatever your goals, come visit us in Dana Landing on Mission Bay, and we'll get you geared up and ready to enjoy life on the water.
You know why a million customers visited Summit Gasoline last year at the San Diego Sports Arena? Because they give you the lowest price on fuel. Great service and easy access, even for trucks and trailers at their 24 pumps. Summit is known for the best price on ice, too. Almost half the cost of any other vendor. 25 pounds for just $3.99. Martha and her crew love fishermen, and they'll prove it by giving you 100 pounds free with a 35-gallon fill-up. Summit offers over 40 snacks and drinks to choose from for only 89 cents, and even a line of hand creams and lip balms for 89 cents too. Summit now proudly offers locally made burritos and sandwiches, made fresh daily and ready to go wherever the current takes you. Summit just upgraded their car wash, and for a limited time, get a deluxe car wash for only $6. Grab the wife's car, grab a cheap sandwich, and make up for the day on the water. Summit Gasoline, lowest prices, friendliest staff, easy access, and free ice. What more can you ask for?
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodation, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
For local or long-range fishing, we have you covered. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. Being a part of the San Diego Sport Fishing Landing gives us a distinct advantage when it comes to getting you on the latest and hottest tackle for your trip. Our expert staff knows exactly what you need for your long-range or local trip, and we will not sell you something you don't need. We carry a huge inventory of the right tackle. So visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Our hardworking crew will make your fishing experience one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. All our open party trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.